Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today are Deb Dingus, Executive Director, United Way of Licking County, and Trina Woods, Executive Director, Licking County Coalition for Housing. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day. High right around 83. Clear tonight if you're heading out to any Friday night football, low near 52. And then for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Now, I know, Deb, you said you're not going to be able to make it out to the Licking Valley game tonight. That's fine. But the last time you were in here was the opening game for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and you were confidently saying that they're going to take Texas. Don't worry about Texas. Oh. So now tell me about Minnesota. What do we know about Minnesota? Are you feeling as confident?
I have to root with the Buckeyes. I just have to. I have to be confident.
Uh-huh.
That may not be an informed confidence, but it is confidence.
You sound like something kids tell me. You're not very informed, Dad, but
I'm
you're
not
confident.
Informed.
Trina, right. Are you a sports fan? Are you?
Huge sports fan.
Okay.
Huge Buckeyes fan. Watch every Saturday. Go to games when I can.
Mm-hmm.
Still watch football on Sundays. Not a big NFL fan, but mm-hmm. I'll watch college all day long.
Well, God bless her. I knew I liked
that's
her.
Right. I mean, that's right up the Doney Lane right
I've
there.
I've been telling you, right?
I mean, right up
if
the
you two
lane.
Want to leave, she and I are just going to talk college football the rest of the day. But no, we brought you in because coming up quickly next week is going to be an event that you folks are all collaborating on, Beyond the Bridge. It's a movie. Maybe talk a little bit about this, Deb, and maybe the particulars first, when, where, all those good kind of things.
Yeah, so next Tuesday... we are partnering with a great group of community leaders and the Midland Theater, and we will be having a free viewing of a documentary called Beyond the Bridge. It's recorded, written by Tim Hashko and Don Sawyer, and it's a 40,000-mile journey across 12 major U.S. cities to explore the question whether or not homelessness can be solved. And so they go about it, and they've got some great stories. You're going to hear directly from people who have lived this journey, and they say, yes, it can be solved. And they're going to share with us some of those examples in this documentary, which is really exciting. Again, that's next Tuesday. The doors are going to open up at 6 p.m. The viewing starts at 6:30 p.m. And you can get a free ticket. Go to unitedwaylc.org. And we're just really thrilled to be able to partner with great people in this community who really care about this issue, like Trina and the Coalition of Housing and others.
Can you just come up on Tuesday, or is it one of those where you have to get your ticket in advance?
We will take people at the door,
okay.
But we encourage you to register so we have an idea who's there. We're also going to be having some follow-up meetings for the community, inviting the community to come and continue to be in dialogue and really explore this issue and to be a part of working together. That's the only way we're going to continue to solve these issues is mm-hmm. work together, everybody doing what they can around this issue of homelessness.
Can you share any insights from the documentary? I mean, have you seen it, or is there any press release about some of the stories?
I have seen it. I've watched it now twice. And so there are interviews with people who have experienced from homelessness to being stable and what that journey looks like from them, particularly as they talk about permanent supportive housing, which is a term that many people may not be familiar with. And so I probably should turn it over to Trina, my colleague here, because this is one of their areas of expertise, and she can tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the film it talks a lot about housing first and wraparound services and how important that is when you're trying to solve an episode of homelessness. So housing first just means you put somebody in housing and then they start working on their barriers. So if there's an addiction issue, if there's mental health, if there's just a loss of job, until they get housing, it's hard to focus on those barriers. It's hard to focus on those barriers when you're wondering where your next meal is coming from, or where you're going to sleep that night, what the weather is going to be like. I mean, you know, homeless folks pay more attention to the weather probably than anyone. So, and then wraparound services just means it can't be done by one agency. So our agency specializes in housing and providing housing services, but we have to rely on our partners in the field to provide those mental health services, to provide those addiction services, to provide job training and things like that. So we kind of get people started, but then we count on our community partners to bring those other services that they do so well and try to get somebody stably housed into sustainable housing.
Mm-hmm. What are the numbers? So folks understand here in Licking County what a problem this is, and maybe some folks don't understand it.
Sure. So what I can tell you is right now we have 180 households representing 294 people that are housed in one of our programs. That means they are at one time homeless, have come off the streets or out of shelters and into housing, and then are working with our team of case managers to make sure that they are on the right path to permanent housing. So these were people that one time were technically homeless. The problem is we still have at least 95 households that are living on the street, living in their cars, or a place not meant for human habitation, and also all the other folks still in shelter. So that's probably another 50 to 60 households. So we're probably looking about another 150 households. So what that can kind of show, though, is LCCH is able to handle about half of it, and there's still another half that's waiting to either get into our programs or one of the other great programs within Licking County.
Mm-hmm. This is going to sound silly, but what are the requirements for just Licking County Coalition for Housing? Is it, do you prioritize folks? How does that work, Trina, if somebody comes to your door?
That's a great question. Yeah. So we do have to prioritize people based on kind of their barriers. So, if we have somebody that's maybe a senior citizen, they might get prioritized a little higher than somebody that's a little younger living on the streets. If we have somebody with children, they might be prioritized ahead. And so we have some different scoring systems. We have some tools in-house that we use to kind of triage people, see where they need, what program maybe they're best fit for, because I've got 15 other programs or 15 programs total. And so we kind of triage in-house and kind of determine like what program they would be a good fit for. We have a program specifically for veterans. So if there's a veteran that is homeless, they go straight into our veteran program. We have a program for families with minor children. So if it is a household with children involved. So we kind of do that in-house. But the prioritization is a county-wide effort. So we get on a call with our shelter folks, with people that work with outreach. And we kind of just talk about people, because it's not everybody's reason for homelessness isn't the same. You have people that have experienced traumatic events that lead to their homelessness. You have people with mental health. You've got people with medical emergencies that they lost their housing because maybe they went to the hospital for a while, and then by the time they got out, their rent hadn't been paid and they lost their housing. So there's usually some kind of traumatic event. And being homeless itself can be traumatic. And so a lot of times, until you get that person housed and can start dealing with the trauma that led to that episode, it's hard for them to be successful. And so that's, really our goal is to get people housed and then start working on those barriers. Let them take a breath and say, you know what, I have a place to sleep tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they can kind of realize that they're safe, they have a place to sleep, then we can start talking about everything else. What led to your homelessness? How can we prevent that from happening again? And so it's a big process, but yeah, we prioritize in-house and we make sure that we're putting people where they can best be successful.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that timeline can be short or long just depending on the case. I mean, you have to kind of read the room a little bit and determine, how much more comfort level does there need to be before we can take the next step.
Absolutely. So, and everybody's different. And that's sometimes when I first started in this business back in 2011, it was more of a cookie cutter approach. You'd put somebody in housing, you pay their deposit, 3 months rent, and you're done. Now we've taken more of a individualized approach. So you talk to the individual. Some people might only need that few months of assistance. Other people might need a little bit longer to get stable. And so it's definitely just the timeline is never the same for everybody. And, we like to talk about people by name in-house because everybody is a human and they have a name and they have a purpose. And we want each plan to be individualized to that person.
Mm-hmm. You talk about different factors that go into that. And is that what you're seeing, Deb, too? Is it, a lot of times folks may think, for better or worse, we hear about folks with drug use and all these different things. But it is across the spectrum. is it not? I mean, you do, as Trina mentioned, are you seeing that it's folks who maybe, as you always like to say, mm-hmm. one emergency away from being homeless? I mean, mm-hmm. are you seeing that?
You know, absolutely. And as you know, United Way talks a lot about the ALICE demographic. Yep. 41% of all households in Licking County are in the ALICE demographic. That means that their economic stability is such that every single month they are making difficult choices. Am I going to pay the rent? Am I going to pay for the food? Am I going to pay for the transportation? Am I going to pay the medical bills? And those are really tough decisions. And you throw one more layer, you know, a trauma, a health issue, a flat tire, or, you know, for our household, the water pump, you know, mm-hmm. something happens, and that can just throw that household budget into chaos, right? So we look at all of those things. So not only do we have folks that are identified as unsheltered and homeless living in our shelters and on the waiting lists, but we also have a lot of families we know through the school systems that are couch surfing, who then may be putting an additional strainer or stressor on those families or those households where they're living. So we have a lot of fragile people who are really trying to navigate, what do I do for permanent safe housing in my life? Mm-hmm. And we don't often have the ability to capture all of those numbers. But if we want to look at what's going on in the larger context right now economically for our community, we need to look at other strainers. So what's happening with food? We know that 18,000 residents in Licking County have been receiving SNAP benefits. Those benefits are in jeopardy currently. We also know that traditional funding streams that were coming through the Emergency Food and Shelter Protection Program were cut in January. That's a lack of dollars to our food pantries, our food services, and to our shelters. We also know that USAID dollars have been reduced, and so those dollars are providing less amount of food in our food pantries right now. We know that child care mm-hmm. is just about as expensive right now as housing costs are. So if you want to work and you got to put your kids in child care, where can I go? Not to mention just the availability of child care, perhaps at other shifts like second and third shift. If we look at what's happening with health care, that also, we see those prices going up, and you just go to the grocery store and you see the prices of food going up. So we try to, at United Way, look at the entire picture, and we know that all of those things have to work together in providing stability in a person's household. And that makes it so that they can survive, right? And housing is a piece of that. Mm-hmm. But we agree with the philosophy of housing first. It is like Maslow's hierarchy. Unless I have a place to sleep and food in my belly, I really can't think mm-hmm. much beyond that.
Yeah. With all those numbers, it seems like it almost, I mean, the door might be open to you finding those people that are on the edge of homelessness before they become. Is that a way? I mean, can you do that? Can you see, kind of predict the future a little bit and say, hey, let's help yep. them now yep. rather than wait till they're in that crisis mode? And that way it yep. kind of staves the problem off.
So actually, last year around November, we held a community meeting at the DoubleTree. And we had Shannon Isom in from the Community Shelter Board in Columbus. They had just did a survey and a study predicting that homelessness would see an increase by 68% by 2030. Given our current trajectory of our economics. There's a number of things that are combined in that, but the lack of just housing stock available across the board in the Central Ohio region is significant. The cost to develop new housing units or even to rehab those units is quite costly. And then there's other barriers in communities involving zoning or NIMBYism. You know, we'd love to tackle that NIMBYism, which stands for not in my backyard, right? Mm-hmm. I'd like to change it to BIMBY, right? Belonging in my backyard and mm-hmm. create spaces for everybody.
Yeah. Well, this has been a hard subject to talk about. There's no doubt about it, but you have to have the conversation. So let's lighten it up, shall we? You like Van Buren Acres? You ever been out there?
I do.
Because I know you're an outdoor person.
Yeah, I love it.
The pig races?
I don't know about pig races. I mean, I just like the apple cider and the slushies. Yeah.
Getting the pumpkins and those kind of things. Yeah. I figured you might be out in the woods doing your thing. Trina, have you been out there to Van Buren Acres? You got to go.
I have not. Oh. We usually go up to Branstall's Orchard in Utica, and we walk around.
That's a beautiful place.
It is. Mm-hmm. And their peaches and apples, hands down, are phenomenal. So that's where we spend some of our Saturdays and Sundays going up there.
Well, we're going
to
give away a family four pack of tickets to Van Buren Acres. Maybe you can go with whoever our winner is. They can take you. But Van Buren Acres, I mean, you get out there, you get the pumpkins. What'd you say there were pumpkins going for how much?
$1.50 up.
$1.50.
I mean, that seems like a bargain with the, you know, talking about prices being up everywhere. You want to decorate the stoop. Van Buren Acres is a great place to start.
I took my little brother out there last year, and I never seen a kid run around and have so much fun. I'm like, you just keep running, buddy, because your mom is going to be happy when I drop you off.
That is correct.
You keep doing your thing. So if you want to win a family four-pack of tickets to Van Buren Acres, be our seventh caller, 740-522-8395. Again, Van Buren Acres will give you a four-pack of tickets, 740-522-8395. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town in just a moment. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Deb Dingus, Executive Director, United Way of Licking County, and Trina Woods, Executive Director, Licking County Coalition for Housing. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 80. If you're heading out to a high school football game tonight, beautiful night for high school football. By the way, you'll want to tune in to our game tonight on Buckeye Country 107.7. Yours truly and Joel Riley will be with me calling the game. So this ought to be a lot of fun tonight as Licking Valley takes on Zanesville. But, you know, talking, going back to why we brought you folks in today, Trina, is the Beyond the Bridge documentary. Okay, now you said you haven't had a chance to see it. But maybe what are you hearing in other communities that are focused on dealing with this? Are you hearing some things that are working in different communities that we don't have here? And if that's the case, what can we do to get them here?
Yeah, absolutely. So I attend quite a few conferences every year, usually in D.C. or other big cities around the nation. And the talk around, they always have people that speak that are successful. So I've heard people from the city of Houston, Texas, who are cleaning out campsites by offering people housing. And I'm like, what a concept. So they are clearing out 40, 50 people campsites by offering them some kind of either transitional housing or permanent housing solution. And it takes time, it takes resources, and it takes housing. And right here in Licking County, what we see is just a lack of development, probably about over the past 10 years. There hasn't been a big development boom, which is giving us housing stock that's refreshing the aging housing stock that we have here in Licking County. And so when it becomes that the main problem is just the fact there is no housing to place people in, that is a whole different problem to solve. And it's a big problem. However, you know, from the city of Houston to Dayton, Ohio does some really good things with around homelessness and things like that. So, you know, our staff is highly trained in housing first and making sure that we are providing the best services we can. I mean, we've seen people go from homelessness to housed to home ownership. It doesn't happen right away. It's a 5 to 10 year process usually. However, that's the success we see, and that's what keeps us going.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, if you could shake a magic wand, it would be build more building, get more affordable housing. Outside of that, what can be done? I mean, we're hearing you talk about the campsites and those kind of things, but are there just some smaller things that each community can do now to tackle this problem? I mean, I know you folks are always advocating for more housing. Everybody gets mm-hmm. that, but what can be done in the interim then to help folks?
So one of the biggest things that we do is maintain contact with those that are unsheltered and start working on things before they ever get housed. It's not that they're not ready to do anything until they're housed, but it's hard to do the bigger things. Mm-hmm. But what we can do is make sure that they are safe, make sure that they do have the supplies they need, and start talking to them. What's your goals? Is your goals to stay here in Licking County? What kind of housing would be ideal for you? And having those talks just to give them hope, start working on a housing plan, start working on things like that. And so that's really what the community can do. Is I know we have a nurse that goes out now, not from our agency, but from another agency, who can start looking at people if they have a health issue or something like that out where they're at, instead of making them come in. Mm-hmm. So providing wraparound services from the start, not waiting until they're ready for housing or in housing, really makes a big difference. Treating them as the human they are and letting them have a voice in what their plan is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have all kinds of plans for people, but they need to see that plan for themselves. They need to set their own goals, and then we help them achieve whatever those goals are toward their housing.
And this goes back to what you mentioned earlier, but the one thing I've learned in Licking County over 19 years is, man, there are so many resources out there, mm-hmm. and you folks all work together. I mean, you hear stories of other counties, Trina, where, well, they're doing this, well, they're doing the same thing, and you're getting those duplication of services. Money is being spent on the same thing while something else isn't being worked on. I don't think that's an issue here in Licking County.
No, that's not something we see a lot of. Every once in a while, you'll have somebody that almost takes possession of homeless or something like that. However, that's just a simple conversation of myself reaching out or somebody else. I know Deb's reached out to other agencies as well. And just having that conversation of let's all work together, because that's how we're going to help mm-hmm. the best. Everybody has their specialty. You know, our specialty is housing. Other people's specialty is that mental health piece or that drug addiction piece. And you need all those folks around the table. And let's deal with all the aspects of a person, not just one. So it does. It takes a team. It cannot be just a Licking County Coalition for Housing. It cannot just be United Way. It has to be a countywide team effort. And we have that here. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of conversations. When I stepped in the executive director role over a year ago, I never dreamt I'd be around so many tables having conversations because I was always stuck behind my desk making sure we operate properly. So it's great. I am enjoying having these conversations, because the more people are aware and the more we humanize homelessness instead of it just being a problem, and really put the humanity part to it, that's when people are going to start caring.
Mm-hmm. Deb, you talk about, I don't want to say you're the caretaker, obviously, United Way, but you guys do. That's one of your functions, is to bring these organizations right. together under one table to deal with certain issues. And I know you right. find that to be true.
Yeah, United Way doesn't provide direct services in homelessness. Our only place in this, what I would call an ecosystem of addressing homelessness and housing, is how do we convene people together? How do we get people to work more efficiently together, collaborate better? There's always room in any community to improve those systems. The other piece of that, as somebody who's in philanthropy, and I just came back from the Philanthropy Ohio conference here a couple of days ago, is that philanthropy cannot fill the gap of the need currently right now. So it's not just an invite for direct service providers to work together. It is really outside of the sector of health and human service providers. It's an invite to government, to corporations, to private citizens, and community organizations to work together around these issues. These issues are so large that there is not one sector that can tackle this issue, not even all of our service providers together currently that we have right now. So we're going to continue to focus on lifting that up, and how do we do a better job? Mm-hmm. How can we really hone in on how the collective collective organizations can work together. We just received a grant this last year to start focusing on that. Our ideal, United Way's ideal, that we would put together some sort of formal collaboration that would look at ways to better work together and collectively garner dollars that we currently are not able to get in the county to serve the whole continuum of care. Mm-hmm. I think that's imperative. You'll recall several years ago we had a consultant in who talked about how do we do a better job of coordinating those services. I think with that, then you can see things like being able to apply for some other dollars with corporate foundations that might be able to help all of us. Because when we lift one organization up, it lifts all of us mm-hmm. up, right?
No doubt.
And that's our belief.
All right, Beyond the Bridge. I know you guys couldn't do this without the help of sponsors, the documentary that's coming up, and we'll give the particulars again. But you really do need people to step up, and you've got quite a few that did that for you.
We sure did. We couldn't do it, first of all, without the great partnership at the Midland Theater. We are so thankful that they're allowing us to be there. And then our other financial sponsors for the evening include the Edwards Group of Morgan Stanley, really excited by their partnership, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Licking County Coalition of Housing, which we just heard from Trita, and the Licking County Chamber of Commerce, Second Presbyterian Church, and CoOhio, which is the Coalition on Homelessness and Housing in Ohio. So we're really thankful for those partnerships. Again, just an example of what we can do when we all come together.
Okay. What's the date, time, and how folks, if they want to get it, is it free to come out?
Again, completely free. Get your free ticket. Go to unitedwaylc.org or show up that evening at the Midland Theater. That's next Tuesday, October 7th. The doors open up at 6 p.m. The viewing starts at 6:30. And we'll have an opportunity for everybody to also hear a few introductory remarks from our County Commissioner, Tim Bubb, who's going to say a few words about this for us, which really hopefully will set the tone that this is a county issue for us, and begin some other dialogues. We've got three successive meetings that will be set up over the next handful of months to talk about some of these issues. Mm-hmm. So we invite folks to come and be a part of that.
And Trina, if folks want information on Licking County Coalition for Housing, where do they go? What do they need to do?
Sure. You can go to our website, which is lcchousing.org. Or you can stop by our office sometime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and just grab one of our resource guides or grab one of our information pamphlets about LCCH and or talk to one of us. We're always available. And if you want to come in and volunteer, we have that opportunity as well. So, come see us or visit our website.
Mm-hmm. And I know volunteering, I always get with you guys the first year for the VITA program. So that's a big thing that we didn't even touch on. We need to have you come back and talk about it because that helps a lot of folks in our community. Well, appreciate you coming in. Again, it's Beyond the Bridge next Tuesday at the Midland Theater. Enjoy your weekend of Ohio State. I know you're looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
I-O. You look forward to your weekend with dealing with your well issues.
I will. Thank you so much.
No problem again. I want to thank Trina Woods, Executive Director of the Licking County Coalition for Housing, and Deb Dingus, Executive Director of the United Way of Licking County. We'll get you back to the music next with Brooks and Dunn on Buckeye Country 107.7.